Today is March 31st, Kaf Chet Adar Bet. We are almost into Nisan. This Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. And this Shabbos is Parshat Tezria, and also Rosh Chodesh, and also Shabbos HaChodesh for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's three Sefer Torahs. Thank you, Stephanie, for that. And so that'll be an exciting reason to go to Shul this Shabbos. So what we are going to learn today is Rav Shalom Noach Berezovsky, otherwise known as the previous Slonimer Rebbe. Slonim started in the 1800s in Slonim, Lithuania. And it's a very interesting family tree and how this particular Slonimer Rebbe became the Rebbe, because he's not a direct descendant, although I think he's a direct descendant from one of the much earlier Slonimer Rebbeim, but he was the Chavruta of the son of the previous one. It's very confusing. But there was actually a break-off, and this Slonimer Rebbe went by Samech Lamed Vav Nun Yud Slonim Mem, and the other Slonimer Rebbe changed it to Samech Lamed Aleph Nun Mem, something like that. And this Slonimer Rebbe that we're going to learn was not anti-Zionist. I think the other group might be more anti-Zionist. This one is not anti-Zionist. They're not Zionist per se, but they're not anti-Zionist. And his writings became very popular because you'll see they're in accessible modern Hebrew. He passed away in the year 2000. And Slonim is like a very small group of Hasidim. It wasn't well known at all before his writings started becoming more popular. And it's just, it's very spiritual, and we'll see actually in this text itself that he sometimes combines Musar with Chassidus, which is unusual for Chassidus. Usually they ignore Musar. So that is my introduction, and I really found this essay meaningful, what he had to say. It combines this week and next week's Parsha a little bit, but this idea of the concept of sevens, and the idea of 7 days and its significance in Judaism and why that is. So I hope you enjoy it as I did, and you can let me know if you have strong opinions on this format. Okay. Beparshiot elu. So these parshiot, meaning Tezria and Metzora, which are usually doubled. This year they're not because it's a leap year. Chozer v'nishne kama pamim inyan shivat yamim. We see many times it repeats the matter of 7 days. Haskaro shal metzora hu shivat yamim. So next week when we see the quarantine of a metzora, somebody who has leprosy, is for 70 days. And again, it's not leprosy today. It's a spiritual punishment. So we can't say that somebody who gets leprosy today has this spiritual punishment because they're different. And we know that it involves some kind of white flaky skin. So that's why we associate it with leprosy. But it's not leprosy. As it's written, and this is the pasuk from next week's parsha, that the kohen will see the plague and will close, the kohen will close him up, will close him up for 7 days. Another interesting thing about these parshas is these parshas happen to be, there's no coincidence, right, at the beginning of the quarantines with COVID. And it's a lot of the same language for seger, which is a quarantine, and bidud, which is isolation, we find in this week's parsha. And it's very interesting. And our quarantines also, for the most part, when we thought we were lowering the curve, were for 2 weeks, usually. So also denominations of seven. Okay, v'ra'ahu kohen b'yom ha'shvi'i v'hine ha'nega amad be'inav. So the kohen would see it on the seventh day, and he would still see this plague, this little affliction on the skin. V'yizgira kohen shivat yamim she'nit. And then the kohen would close him up for another week. V'chein b'tumat yoledet b'resha parsha. Sorry, those psukim are from our parsha. And also the tuma of the woman who gives birth in the beginning of the parsha. Isha ki tazria v'yalda zachar. I'm going to translate this according to all of the common translations, because otherwise we get into uncomfortable stuff. A woman who conceives and she gives birth to a male child, v'tam'a shiv'at yamim, she becomes tame for 7 days, v'im nekeva teled v'tam'a shvu'aim. And if it's a girl, a female, then she becomes impure for 2 weeks. So it's twice the amount for a girl as it is for a boy. Just quickly as an aside, one explanation that resonates with me on that, on why it's more for a girl, is because tuma is usually associated with death. And that's not to say it's bad, because the highest level of chesed that somebody can achieve in Judaism is the chevra kedisha, cleaning a dead body. And in that extreme act of chesed, you also then get the highest level of tuma. So tuma is just simply a ritual state. It's not good or bad, because we certainly don't discourage people, except for unless you're a kohen, from engaging in cleansing the dead body. We encourage it, and that's the highest level of tuma. So tuma is associated with death and being closed off and blocked. And a woman who has the power of bringing life into the world, so once she accomplishes that power and gives birth, she then goes into a state of tuma, but the baby is not. But if it's a girl, she has brought into the world one with the potential of bringing life into the world. And that is why it might be one explanation. Again, we don't know any explanations, clear explanations, but that is one reason why it might be the double tuma, because of the double potential for life with a baby girl. Okay, that's not our topic. And all other matters of impurity, we see 7 days. Like with a dead person. We see that they are tame for 7 days. We also see on the opposite end of the spectrum that when it comes to Kedusha, it's also connected to 7 days. Shabbat, hu yom ha-shvi'i, Shabbos is the seventh day. V'chein Pesach v'sukot hem shivat yamim. Pesach and Sukkot are 7 days. V'chag ha-shavuot, Shavuos, even though it's only one day, inyano shiva shavuot. Its whole matter is counting the 7 weeks. Kedichtiv shava shabbatot tmimot tiyana. It shall be 7 complete weeks. V'yesh lomar inyanenu. And we can say for our matter. V'chazal amru, and our rabbi said in Vayikra Rabba, kol hashvi'in chavivin. All sevens are beloved. You can even see in modern biblical scholarship that there is the Leitwort in Germany, in German, in Hebrew it's called the Milah Mancha, this idea that the Torah is trying to give us a message, Hashem's trying to give us a message, when a word is repeated 7 times within a narrative. And so then you can figure out what the main point of that narrative is when you see that word or that root repeated 7 times, or in multiples of 7 even. V'tzarich leva'er inyan zeh she'ha-kadosh baruch hu ohev shvi'ut u'ma ba'za l'lamdenu. So we need to explain this matter of Hashem loving sevens and what it comes to teach us. V'yesh lamar ha'inyan k'ma mar maran admor baba zachut yagen aleinu. So I think that this is either the second or the third Slonim Revi. One of them wrote a book called either Birkat Avraham there's another one that started with a bet. Sorry, I can't read my own handwriting here. Birkat Avraham, forgot what it is. So our master, the Rebbe, who wrote the in Birkat Avraham, if that's the sefer that he's referring to, may his merit protect us because he's passed away, in the Parsha of Bahar. Al ha-pasuk v'shavta ha'aretz Shabbat la-Hashem. So this is talking about Shemitah and that the land should rest. And that also is a cycle of 7 years that we're in right now. We're in the Shemitah year right now. Shebechol madrigot ha-bri'ah yesh bechinat Shabbat. At every level of creation, there's this aspect of Shabbos. Ve'afila bechinat eretz, even the aspect of land, shehi hadraga hanimucha biyoter. This is the lowest level, complete physicality, no spirituality. Ne'amar ba v'shavta ha'aretz Shabbat la'Hashem. It says there, with regard to land, and the land should rest, it's a Shabbos to Hashem. And that is every 7 years. L'chol Yehudi yesh bechinat Shabbat l'fi arko. For every Jew, there is this aspect of Shabbat according to his ability, his value. Ve'afilu zeh shehu bechinat ha'nimucha biyoter bechinat eretz, and even that Jew who is on the lowest level, the aspect of land, gam ken yesh lo shabbat la'Hashem, lefachot pam b'sheva shanim. He also has a Shabbos for God, at least once every 7 years. Ve'hevin b'zeh, and understand this, kamanda amar b'zohar ha'kodesh, like it says in the Zohar, Shabbat ihu yoma denishmata v'lav yoma degufa klal. So this is Aramaic. It says Shabbos is a day of the soul, and it's not a day of the body at all. V'hainu she'Shabbos kodesh hi ha'neshama shel ha'olam. Shabbos is the soul of the world. She'Kadosh Baruch Hu bara et ha'briya be'ofen she'yesh ba'guf. God created the creation in such a way that there is a body. Hu ha'chomer. This is the material. V'nefesh v'ruach yesh ba'neshama. And for the different aspects of souls, there's different levels of souls, it has a neshama. V'zehu shivat yimei habinyan, and this is the 7 days of the building. Sheshet yimei hama'aseh, 6 days of active creation. Bifchinat shesh hakitzvot shel habri'ah, the 6 different ends of the creation. V'hashabbat hu yom adi nishmata, but Shabbos is the day of the soul. Bechinat ha'neshama ha'mekayamet et kol habriya. It's the soul that allows all of the creation to endure. U'kmo shekatav ha'orach ha'chayim ha'kadosh. So he's a Moroccan rabbi. In Parshat Bereshit, as he wrote, shekol shabbat notenet kiyum mechudash lekol habriya, l'shisha yamim ad shabbat haba'a. So he explains, and I just use this for another share I was giving, that when God created the world, he created 6 days, and then he created Shabbat. And he didn't create anything anymore, but within Shabbat is the power of regeneration, of creating the following 6 more days. So that's his theory, that constantly Shabbat is giving us the potential for the next week. And that's why Shabbat is so special. U'kmo be'adam she'yesh lo guf nefesh v'ruach. Adam has a guf nefesh here, I think he's using in the sense of the life force that every living thing has. And ruach, I don't know enough Kabbalah to really know the differences between the two. But he says, aval chiyuto hi min ha'neshama. But his actual life force, his ability to live, is from the neshama. She'umnam eina nir'et le'inayim. Even though we can't see the neshama, aval hi notenet et achiyut l'kol haguf. He gives life to all the body. U'biladelha ein lo kiyum v'chayim. Without the neshama, he has no existence or life. Kach Shabbos kodesh hi nishmat habriya. So too, in the same way it works with a human body, Shabbos is the soul of creation. Shemimena nimshechet chiyut l'kol habriya. From Shabbos is drawn the life force of all of creation. Ad l'bechinat ha'nimuchot biyoter, until the lowest life form, bechinat eretz, that of land. K'mo shenichta v'shavta ha'aretz shabbats la'Hashem. And the land will rest, it's a Shabbos to God. V'zehu inyan ha'kadosh baruch hu ohev shviyot. And this is a matter of God loving sevens. Inyan shvi'i romez l'shabbat. 7 hints at Shabbos. She'kadosh baruch hu ohev shviyot mipnei she'shabbat hi ha'chiyut shel kol habriya. God loves sevens because Shabbos is the life force of all creation. V'kol inyanei shivat yamim hamuzkarim beparsha tachlitam ha'Shabbos kodesh. Every matter of the 7 days that's mentioned in our parshas, these next two parshas, Tezria and Metzora, their purpose is Shabbos. Shehi nishmat habriya v'kiyuma, because this is the soul of the creation and its existence. By way of Shabbos, there is an ascent for all matters of creation. I think it's from Yeshayahu, or it might be Yechezkel. I'll look it up quickly. Sorry about that. Sorry. Okay, it is. Oh, it's from Tehillim. So it says, Hashem Yisaper. Hashem Yispor Bichtov Amim. I didn't even pronounce it right. Ze Yulad Sham Sela. The Lord shall record when he registers up the people that this man was born there. Okay, so everybody's recorded. Al derech ktav amim shehu ktav cheshbon shel umot haolam. So when it says this recording, this is the accounting of the nations of the world. Shekasher kotvim harbe efasim ein lahem shum erech. This is a really beautiful concept. When you write a lot of zeros, one after the other, it doesn't have any value. So you could write as many zeros as you want, no value. Aval. Im mosifim berosh ha'efasim, sifra echat, olim kulam lasach atzom. But if you have 10 zeros, and then you put a 1 in front of them, it goes up to a huge amount. It becomes, I don't know, in the billions, okay? So that is an incredible concept. We're going to see how he uses it. Kach hu be'avodat Hashem. This is the same in service to God. Sheyesh v'yudi mitpalal tfilot rabot she'erchan namuch ma'od. A Jew prays many prayers that their value is very low. You might go through your prayers by rote. You might not have any kavana, but you said them, but it's a very low value. Ach, kasher mitpalal tfila echat kera'ui. But when you pray one prayer that's worthy, ma'alehi et kol ha'tfilot, afilu elu she'arkan afse lasach atzum. It uplifts all of your prior prayers, even if they were at a very low value. They're all uplifted with that one good prayer. It's like putting a 1 before all the zeros, and it gets it to a very large number. And this is the power of Shabbos, shemale et kol abria, that raises up all of creation. Shekol alam hu alam hashaker. This world is a world of lies. V'natan hakadosh baruch hu et hashabbat yoma denishmata shema'ale et kol abria. And God gave us Shabbos, a day of the soul that uplifts all of creation. Shekol inyanei habria mehamadregot hagvahot ve'ad habichinot hachi nimuchot. That all the matters of creation, from the highest levels to the lowest levels, zman aliyatam hu b'Shabbos kodesh. They all are able to rise up on Shabbos. V'lachein, kol inyanei tahara, mitum'at mit, v'sha'ar tumot, zmanam shivat yamim. And that is why all matters of purity and impurity, from the impurity of a dead person and all the other types of impurities, their time period is 7 days. Ki b'koch ha-shabbat, mit'alim kol ha-bechinot ha-nemuchot bi'oter. Because with the power of Shabbos, it uplifts all of these very low aspects, the lowest aspects. V'gam kol inyanei tuma shehem michalek hara shel habria. In all matters of tuma that are from this bad aspect of creation, yotzim midei tumatam b'koch haShabbat. They exit from their tuma, their impurity, with the strength of Shabbos. Sheyesh bebria tov v'ra. Every creation has good and bad. The tuma is drawn from this bad side, shehu hara shehel bria, and this is the bad aspect of creation. Ve'aliyatam v'taratam hu b'koach haShabbos Kodesh haramuz b'inyan shivat yamim. But their uplifting and their purification process is through the power of Shabbos that's hinted at in that it's for 7 days. V'hainu mishum shekochot haSitra Achra. The strength of this other side, the dark side, can't exist for more than 7 days. Because within every set of 7 days, there's a Shabbos. Kasher magia yom haShabbat, borchim u'mistaklim kol kochot ha'tuma v'hasitra achra. And when Shabbos arrives, all of these strengths of the dark side of Tuma flee and they're removed. Kedita b'zohar kodesh, like we see in the Zohar, shekol shotanei rogzin umare dedina kuhu arkin v'itabru mina. And that's just saying in Aramaic what we just said in Hebrew, that all of these other dark side powers are removed from it. Shemikoach haShabbat mitchayim behen kemarei haKatuv ubao b'marot surim mipachad Hashem u'mehadar ge'ono. I'm just going to look up that pasuk again. Sorry, I should have made the source sheet. So it says, I thought I had it ready. Sorry. Right, this is from Isaiah. So it means, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. So this is this idea of all of these bad, evil powers fleeing. Ulefichach kol inyanei tumah zmanam rak ad shivat yamim. And therefore, all matters of tumah are only 7 days. Ki mikoach ha-shabbat mistaklim kol kochot ha-tumah v'shav ha-tamei liyot tahor. Because it's from the power of Shabbos that the strength of tumah, of impurity, is removed, and the impurity return goes back to be tahor, goes back to its original tahor state. And just like the power of Shabbos purifies all matters of impurity, kachu makor hakadusha, it's also the source of holiness. And this should sound familiar to all of you from Kiddush in Bereshit Perek Bet. And God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. So in this pasuk, we see two verbs from God. We see vayivarech, and he blessed it, and we see vayikadesh, and he sanctified it. So those are two different aspects. Inyan bracha hu bechinat sur mira. So the matter of bracha, and he blessed it, is from stay away from evil. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says sur mira, stay away from evil, ve'ase tov, and do good. So a lot of, we see this bifurcated in a lot of things, that there's a level of just not doing anything bad, and then there's a higher level of actually doing something good. So the blessing is stay away from bad. That from the power of the bracha of Shabbos, a Jew leaves and he becomes pure from the evil and from the impurity. V'inyan kedusha hu b'vchinat ase tov. And the v'yikadesha to he sanctified it, this is a matter of do good. Shebeshavas kodesh yichola liyot liyudi aliyah hen v'sur mirah v'hen v'ase tov. So on Shabbos, a Jew can experience this ascent both from staying away from bad and from doing good. V'hu k'ma shekatuv ha-mesilat yesharim. And this is what's written in Mesilat Yesharim. So that's a Musar book from the, I think, 1600s, the Shadal, Luzata. Be'inyan, oh, that'd be embarrassing if I was wrong. I'm going to look that up quickly, just so I, sorry. Okay, Mesilat Yesharim. Yes, it's Luzata. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzata, not the Shadal, but Ramchal. Sorry. Okay. Be'inyan Tahara Mivyali De Kedusha. That in matters of purity, it brings you to holiness. Shedragat Tahara Yichol Adam Hasig B'chochot Atzmo. That the levels of purity, a man can grasp the powers of himself. Aval dragat kedusha shemitkadesh kehechal kemizbeach v'kol ma'asav kedoshim karbanot v'ishim. But the matter of holiness, in which something is sanctified in the temple, in the altar, and all of the holy actions of the karbanot and the fires that happen in the temple, ein adam mesugal lehasig b'chochot atzmo. A man can't grasp that with his own strength. This requires a divine strength. He just has to make an effort to become holy, although he can't do it himself. So in the beginning, he makes an effort, and at the end, through this effort, he receives a gift. V'zehu peresh v'yikadesh oto. And that's what it means when God sanctifies the Shabbos. She'amatana shel kedusha hi rak ha'idei ha'shabbat. This gift of holiness, of sanctity that we can't achieve on our own, that's a gift, it's only because of Shabbos. V'kedi'itza v'sefer reshit chochma, she'hamayan l'chol inyani kedusha nishma m'shabbat. So another sefer he's quoting, that the source of all matters of holiness flows from Shabbos. V'yot she'chol inyani kedusha, so the existence of all matters of holiness is drawn through Shabbos. And that's why the holidays are 7 days. Because their holiness is drawn from the power of Shabbos, and the seventh day is the day of the soul. And Shavuot is after 7 weeks. Shekidei la'agia l'madragah ha'alyonah shal kedushat shal kabbalat ha'Torah. In order to arrive at this highest level of holiness, in order to receive the Torah, on Shavuot, sarich la'achin mikodem hachana shal shava shabbatot tmimot. You need to prepare ahead of time 7 complete Shabboses. U'kmo she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael lifnei kabbalat ha'Torah. And just like God said to Israel before the receiving of the Torah, v'atem tiyuli mamlechet konim, V'goy kadosh, you will be for me a kingdom of priests, not exactly kohanim, it's used in a different way here, of those who serve God, V'goy kadosh, and a holy nation. She'tzarich l'zeh dragat ha'kedusha, it needs this aspect of holiness. V'al kein, ha'hachana l'kabbalat ha'Torah, hi al yedei sheva shabbatot tmimot tiyana. And therefore you need 7 complete weeks to prepare for this special aspect of holiness. Shekidei la'agia l'dragat goy kadosh, in order to reach this level of a holy nation, tzrichim et koach ha'shavas kadosh. You need the power of Shabbos, sheva pamim, 7 times, 7. Shehem sheva shabbatot tmimot, that this is 7 complete Shabboses. Ve'al derech zehu gam inyan shmita. And this is the same for the matters of shmita, v'yovel, the jubilee year, the 50th year, k'moshe meva'er be'beit Avraham. That's the book that we quoted. Oh, Beit Avraham versus Birkat Avraham. That's what they are. So he must be quoting Beit Avraham. U'kedvarim ha'ela nimtza b'mamrei chazal. And like these things we see in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, gedola hi ha'shabbat she'en l'chachag b'chagim she'en bo shabbat. Shabbos is the greatest because you don't have a chag, a holiday, that doesn't have within it the Shabbos. Chag ha'matzot shivat yamim. Pesach is 7 days, ve'en shiv'a v'lo Shabbat, and there's no 7 without Shabbos. Gadol b'manu chag ha'shavuot, chag ha'shavuot is greater than Pesach, she'en l'cha chamisha yom she'en behen sheva shabbatot. You can't go 50 days without 7 Shabboses. Ha'lamadata she'shabbat gedola mikulan, and therefore you learn that Shabbos is greater than all of them. Odam Rosham, it also says there, gedola hi ha'shabbat she'en hazav v'hazava v'hayoledet, v'tamei meit zochin l'hitaher, ele imken avra Shabbat. We also learn the greatness of Shabbos, that all of these different impurities, that I'm not going to explain, you can, tamei meit is coming in contact with a dead person, merit to become pure only when a Shabbos is passed. She'ne'amar v'hizkiru ha'koin shivat yamim. As it says in the pasuk, that the koin quarantines them for 7 days. And now we can explain why there are quarantines for 1 week and for 2 weeks. And you can look in the Divrei Shmuel, and this is one of the previous Slonimer Rebbe's, and he explains the matter that quarantine of the Metzora, the leprous person, is 7 days, because the main thing is Shabbos. The reason, the purpose of the quarantine is that he should meditate on his situation, and he should shake himself off from this world, and by way of Shabbos, he will then do tshuva. As you probably know, the notion of the Metzora, the one who has leprosy, we a tribute to having said Lashon Hara. So he needs to do tshuva for that. V'im lo ho'il alo Shabbat echad v'yizkiro kohen shivat yamim shenit, Shabbat nosefet. And if 1 week is not effective in getting him to do tshuva and the plague is still there, then the kohen quarantines him for a second week, an additional Shabbos. Umnam tzarich bior mahu inyan shnei Shabbatot. Now we have to question, what is this matter of two Shabboses? We just talked about, he just spent the entire essay talking about the power of one Shabbos. Why do we need two? She'im Shabbat echad lo ho'il, lama to'il shenia? Because if one Shabbos doesn't do its job, how is two going to be any better? V'yesh lomar, api masha be'arnu b'makom acher. And he can explain based on another something he explains many times before. She'esh bechinat Shabbat shekodem hachet. There are two different types of Shabboses. One is before the sin, and of course it's talking about the Garden of Eden, and there's a different aspect of Shabbos that's after the sin. Shabbat kodem hachet, hi ba'ase tov. Shabbat before the sin is only about doing good. Okay? And the same pasuk again, sur mira ba'ase tov, stay away from bad and do good. So before the sin, there was no bad to stay away from. The Adam and Chava were on a very high level, and they could just jump to the doing good. They didn't have to start out with the stay away from bad. Largish et or Shabbat, v'largish et ha-dveikut b'Hashem mikoch ha-Shabbat. To feel the light of Shabbat and to feel the clinging to God from the power of Shabbos. U'kedi'ita b'midrash, in Zvarim Rava, we learn in a midrash, Shama tomar l'ra'atchem, ani noten lachem et ha-Shabbat, Eini noten lachem et haShabbat ela tovatchem. So we have this very strange statement in this midrash that perhaps you will say that I gave you Shabbos to do you evil. I only gave you Shabbos to do good. That's what the midrash says. Shetzarich biyor ech soka datach shelaratchem eini noten lachem et haShabbat. We need to explore this. How could it possibly occur to you that God gave us Shabbos for our bad? Upeirish b'zemaran admor. The Beit Avraham or Birkat Avraham, so he's quoting the Rabbi again, the previous Rabbi. Dehainu shelo tomar shabbat noada biikar laakor tara. You must know that the original purpose of Shabbat was not to uproot the bad. Eini noten lachem et haShabbat ela latovatchem. I'm only giving you Shabbos for your own goodness. Sheikar tafkid haShabbat hu lahashrish et haTov. The main purpose of Shabbos is to root the good, not the opposite of uproot. Anyway, what's the word that I'm looking for in English? To plant the good. L'ha'ir be'yudi et or elkuto yitbarach. To illuminate in the Jew the godly, blessed light. V'zehu Shabbat shekodem achet. This is what Shabbos was before the sin. Shetafkida be'ase tov. That its purpose was to do good. That in the 6 days of creation, this level of a Jew was low. And in Shabbat, he was raised to a higher level. And then there's Shabbos after the sin. Now Shabbos has two purposes. Kodem kol, the sur mira. First of all, to remove evil. Stay away from evil. Let seit min ara bekoach haShabbos kodesh, to exit from evil with the power of Shabbos. Ve'achar kach ba'asei tov, and afterwards you can do good. Lahashrish et haTov, to plant the good. V'la'ir lo be'or haShabbat, and to illuminate him in the light of Shabbos. U'meramaz b'marei haKatuv, and where this is hinted at in what we read, ki isha ki tazria ve'yalda zachar, the woman who gives birth, and she. The woman who conceives and gives birth to a male, tam'a shivat yamim, she becomes impure for 7 days. Zachar miramaz la'ase tov. Masculinity hints at this aspect of do good. V'day lo b'shivat yamim. And so if you only need the do good, if you don't need the stay away from bad, then you only need 7 days. And this is going back to what we said before, what I opened up with, that with a male child, a woman's impurity, and it's not really relevant in today's world, this type of purity is only relevant in the temple, is 7 days, whereas if she gives birth to a female child, it's 14 days. Shekodem achet, dai b'shabbat echat, asher b'kocha le'ha'ir, le'yudi, be'oro yitbrach, be'kol inyanei asetov. Before the sin, it was enough to illuminate for a Jew his light, his holy, blessed be he, in all of the matters of just doing good. Ach, im nekeva teled v'tam ashvuayim. But if it's a female, then she's impure for 2 weeks. Nekeva miromaz l'midate yira. A female hints at the attribute of fear. Kaman dachtav isha yirat Hashem. Like it's written, we say in Eshet Chayil, the last parak of Mishlei, a woman is fear of God. So that's why we associate nekeva, feminine woman, with fear. We also associate masculinity with chesed and femininity with justice. It's not necessarily men and women, but it's being here, we're seeing it through the female and male child. Nekeva, shehu inyan sur mira. This is stay away from bad. Bifchinat l'acher achet, in the aspect of after the sin. As tzarich l'shnei shavutot. Therefore, you need, in some cases, 2 Shabbases. Achat l'sur mira. The first one is simply removing the bad. L'hotzio mimama kera, to take him out from the depths of the bad, of the evil. V'hashenit ase tov. And the second one is when he can begin the process of doing good. La'oto l'madrigota ilayot shel Shabbos Kodesh, to lift him up to the highest levels of loftiness of Shabbos Kodesh. U'beze gam yevo'ar hastira b'divrei Chazal. This is really interesting. Now we can understand the seemingly contradiction in the words of the rabbis. Shebemakom achad, in one place, amru ilmale shamru Yisrael Shabbat achad, miyad nigalim. So in the Gemara, I think it's Masechet, oh yeah, Shabbos, it says if only Israel would keep 1 Shabbos, all the Jews, they would immediately be redeemed. Ubimakom acher amru, but in another place it says, Emalei shamru Yisrael shtei Shabbatot miyad nigalim. If only Israel would keep 2 Shabboses, they would immediately be redeemed. Have you guys heard one or both of these? Maybe you have. So what is it? Is it 1 or 2? Amran admor baba zachut yagen aleinu. So again, the same previous Slonim Revi. Hayam edaber harbe odot stira zeh ma inyan Shabbat echat u ma inyan shtei Shabbatot. So he would talk about this contradiction a lot. What's the deal with 1 Shabbos versus 2 Shabbos? V'gam ma to'il hashnia yoter min harishona. And how is the second one more beneficial than the first one? Ela hevin al pi hamivor. Rather, understand on what's explained. Demi sheshamur kera'ui besur mira ve'en zo shum chisaron bezeh b'vchinat Shabbat kodem achet. Somebody who keeps Shabbos, as it's supposed to be, in a stay away from bad, and there's no lacking in this from the aspect of Shabbos before the sin. I'm going to actually switch because it's missing the first couple letters, and it got too slanted. I think in mine, okay. He only needs to go to holiness. So he can skip the sur mira part and it only needs 1 Shabbos. Bishvilo maspika Shabbat echat. For him, 1 Shabbos is fine. He only needs the, and he will sanctify it. He doesn't need the bless. Be'ase tov, in do good, umiyad nigalin, and therefore they'll all be redeemed. Avami sheshakua bera, ve'eno yachol lehitaher, tzarich shtei shabbatot. But somebody who is ensconced in badness and evil, and he can't become pure, he needs 2 Shabboses. Shabbat echat besur mira, 1 Shabbos in the aspect of stay away from bad. V'shabbat echat be'ase tov, and 1 Shabbos for doing good. U'kinyan v'yavarech elokim et yom ha'shvi v'kadesh oto. And like the matter of, and God blessed the 7th day and he sanctified it. those two verbs, vayivarech and vayikadesh, and he blessed it and he sanctified it. Shebekoach haShabbos Kodesh yesh leudi aliyah, hen besor mira, vehen ba'aseh tov. And therefore, from the strength of Shabbos, a Jew has this upward movement with stay away from bad and also do good. Kamo shenichtav v'shavtach aretz Shabbat l'Hashem, as it's written but also with regard to Shemitah, and the earth rested, it's a Shabbos to God. Shafila b'matzava shafel bioter, gam ken ha-Shabbat ma'ale oto meshiva oto l'shorsho, v'zehu inyan miad nigalin. That even on the lowest levels, also Shabbos raises him up and returns him to his root, and this is a matter of he will be immediately redeemed. U'kmo shekatvu chazal, and just like our rabbi said, ha-mishamer Shabbat kehilchata, one who, and this is also in the same line in Masachet Shabbos that the two Shabboses was written, one who keeps Shabbos kehilchata, according to its halacha, afilu avad avodah zarah kedor enosh, even if he worshipped idols, like the generation of Enosh, which was when idolatry really began in the beginning of humanity, mochlin lo, he's forgiven. Shaharei chet avodah zarah hu hacheta chamor bioter, worshipping idols is the most extreme sin in the Torah. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu natan liyudi efsharut lihitalut afilu mina matzava shafel bioter bekoach haShabbos Kodesh. But God gave the Jew a possibility to rise up even from the lowest situation with the strength of Shabbos. Ki haShabbos Kodesh hi nishmat habria, because Shabbos is the soul of creation, v'kiyuma, and its existence, uba mit'ala kol habria, and in through it all of creation is uplifted. Ve'alkein hatara mikol inyanei tuma hi bekoach haShabbos Kodesh. And therefore, the purification process from any matters of impurity is through the strength of Shabbos. V'chein hasagat ha-kedusha ha-kol b'koach ha-Shabbos Kodesh. Also, grasping holiness, achieving this level, is all through the strength of Shabbos Kodesh. V'achana lekabel et ha-Torah hi sheva pamim sheva. And preparation to receive the Torah is 7 times 7, b'koach ha-Shabbos Kodesh shel sheva shabbatot tmimot, with the strength and the power of Shabbos, of 7 complete Shabboses. V'chein matzinu inyan shiv'a b'korbanot. We also see the matter of 7 when it comes to korbanot, sacrifices. Shebekol musvei ha-moadim, Pesach ve'atzeret v'chule, all of the additional sacrifices on the holidays. Makrivin shiva kvasim, you bring 7 sheep. Uvesukot yadal kvasim, and in sukkas you bring 14 sheep. Shehem bet pamim shava, which is 7 times 2. Sheinyan sheva hu bechinat Shabbat. The matter of 7 equals Shabbos. V'koach haShabbos Kodesh hu shema'ale et kol ha-karbanot. And the power of Shabbos lifts up all the sacrifices. Aval b'yom haShabbat ein makrivim shiva kvasim. But on Shabbos we don't bring 7 sheep. That's the only holy day that we don't. Ki hu be'atzmo Shabbat. Because it in and of itself is Shabbos ve'eino tzirich bo le'inyan shiva. And you don't need the matter of 7 for it. V'zehu ma'amar maran admor bava zechut yelgein aleinu. And this is what the previous Slonim Rebbe said. Sheva Shabbatot tmimot tiyana. There should be 7 complete Shabboses. Lekol ha-pachot ha-shabbatot yu tmimot. At least Shabbos should be complete, should be pure. Umaran haran melukovich zechut yelgein aleinu amar. This is another Rebbe that wasn't the Slonim Rebbe, but prior to that. Daivach vaidaivach tatcha Shabbos. And I had to get a lot of help looking this up. My friends who know modern Yiddish didn't know what it was. Apparently it's old Yiddish. I reached out to a fellow college teacher I know who grew up in New Square speaking Yiddish. So she was able to translate it for me. It says you have a week and a week, but at least there's Shabbos. So meaning we can always rely on Shabbos no matter how bad the week is. Ki haShabbos Kodesh ma'ale et kol haShavua. Shabbos lifts up the entire week. Ve'achana lekabalat haTorah hi sheva shabbatot tmimot tiyana. And the preparation for receiving the Torah is 7 complete Shabboses. L'kol ha'pachot haShabbatot. At the very least, the Shabboses, shehem ma'alim et hakol. They lift up everything. U'kemiromaz b'ktuv b'parshat Mitzora. And as it's hinted in a pasuk in next week's Parsha Mitzora, Leharot b'yom hatameo b'yom hatarhor, to show the day of impurity and the day of purity, yom hatahor hu Shabbos Kodesh. the day of purity is Shabbos. V'hatorah melemedet lanu et haderech latzeit miyom atame. And the Torah teaches us the way to leave the impure day, ayide yom hatorah, by way of the pure day. Shebeba haShabbat mistaklim kol kochot haSitra Achra, that when Shabbos comes, all of the powers of the dark side are removed. Ve'az mesugal Yehudi lashuv l'sharsho, and then a Jew is able to return to his roots. Ki haShabbat hi nishmat habria, because Shabbos is the soul of creation. She'al yada mitalim kol hamadregot shebebria mehagvohot biyoter ve'ad hashfelot biyoter, because by way of Shabbos, all of the levels of creation, from the highest to the lowest, are uplifted. Di'ihu yoma d'nishmata, v'lav yoma d'gufa klal. Because, quoting the Zohar again, this is a day of the soul, and this is not the day of the body. So, I hope you found this inspiring. I certainly think, I love a couple ideas here. One, that it doesn't matter what kind of week you had, that every time you go into Shabbos, it's a reset. And that it's through that Shabbos that you have the next week. So we have this opportunity every week to focus on our soul and to forget all of the physical and worldly and material problems of the world and to experience Shabbos every week as a reset. And not only that, but it's through Shabbos that the next week is created, and as he quotes in the Or HaChaim, meaning, if we should all put in more effort to make Shabbos holier and more special, because that energy of what we put into Shabbos is then going to carry us through the following week. And as we read about all the impurities, to recognize that Shabbos has the power to take away all bad things. And not only does it take away, but Shabbos also prepares us for this gift of holiness, of having this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a very high level. And those are all the things that we are rewarded with through Shabbos. So thank you, everybody. Any questions?